This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
This episode is brought to you by Huggies Little Movers. Huggies knows that babies come in all shapes and sizes, and your tushies do too. No matter what kind of butt you've got, you'll feel comfy while your baby's mushy little tushy wiggles and jiggles all around. Get your baby butt in the best fitting diaper. Huggies Little Movers. We got you, baby.
Tonight, the powerful storm system that set rainfall records across California, causing flooding and landslides, is now on the move. One person is dead following the history-making storm that dropped a month's worth of rain in 1 hour in one town. And the effects are still being felt.
Home for the holidays, tracking the flights, the weather, and the roads as millions are on the move.
News that an Israeli-American thought to be a hostage actually died in the October 7th attack, and his body still remains in Gaza. Newly uncovered recordings reveal then-President Trump pressured Michigan election officials not to certify results in the 2020 election.
It seems to be a lot higher, a lot faster, earlier in the season.
The CDC warning of an increase in flu cases, how you can protect yourself and your family this holiday season. And we're on the road with one man giving the gift of compassion.
This is all for you, bro.
That was the best feeling, that surprise joy. It was just amazing. I never felt it before.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Major Garrett in for Nora. We begin with that powerful storm system bringing heavy rain from Southern California into the desert Southwest. It's complicating the holiday rush on one of the busiest travel days of the year. 26 million people were under flood watches today, with some areas already hit with a month's worth of rain in 24 hours or less. The storm is blamed for at least one death tonight. Torrential rain unleashed a mudslide in the Hollywood Hills. Meanwhile, the mountains of Southern California could end up with more than a foot and a half of rain by the time this storm winds down. We have a team covering all of it, from the forecast to the hectic holiday travel. CBS's Jeff Nguyen leads us off from Los Angeles. Jeff, good evening to you.
Good evening, Major. This history-making storm left behind quite a mess, and it did so with ferocious intensity.
This is what happens when so much rain falls so fast. Cars, one after another, hydroplaning, out of control on a major LA freeway. Farther south, a truck skidded off the road, plunging into a storm channel. The driver died. In Santa Barbara, streets became rivers. Roads became impassable, although one stuck driver managed to push his way out. Since Sunday, the city of Santa Barbara has received nearly 7 inches of rainfall. Oxnard, just over 6. But that city got a month's worth of rain in just one 60-minute deluge.
There are historical records going back
well over 100 years. This hasn't happened before in this area. Just very life-threatening conditions.
The storm led to several rescues, including a dog trapped under a deck in Santa Barbara. And in San Diego, a man was pulled to safety after being stranded for days on a rocky cliff. While Southern California is finally drying out, many are still digging out. Dozens of homes suffered flood damage, residents unsure if they're still livable. And in the Hollywood Hills, a wall of mud crashed into Dan Wise's backyard.
You go to bed, wake up in the morning, and this whole thing had come down here like this.
Wise says he's unsure what happens next.
What does this yard mean to you?
Very important to me. It's our house. Devastating and helpless.
Wise believes all of this mud comes from loose dirt at a construction site up the hill. None of it seeped into his home, but he could still face thousands of dollars of repairs. Unfortunately, his insurance policy does not cover flooding or landslides. Major?
Jeff Nguyen, thank you so much. Let's find out now where this storm is moving next and get a peek at the holiday forecast. Here is Mike Bettis with our partners at the Weather Channel. Mike, good evening.
Major, good evening. The major storm we've been dealing with in the West is on the move now. It is causing more issues into Arizona, New Mexico, rain there, some travel delays anticipated, but then on the move, bringing large amounts of Intermountain West snow and then snow through the breadbasket of America as well. But a large chunk of us end up getting rain out of this system through the Christmas holiday and beyond as temperatures really warm for us here. However, there could be a pocket of very intense snow late Christmas Eve into Christmas Day. So white Christmas anticipated along I-29 Omaha into Sioux Falls on your way up toward Fargo. But by and large, many of us will be dealing with record-setting warm temperatures through the holiday and beyond. You take a look at this map and you can see all these red dots, Major. Those are locations where it's almost a guarantee you'll see a wet Christmas and not a white Christmas.
Mike Bettis, thanks so much. As you might expect, this rough weather in the West is largely to blame for hundreds of flight disruptions today at some of the nation's biggest airports. The list includes Los Angeles, San Francisco, Denver, and Phoenix. CBS's Chris Van Cleve is tracking this mass holiday movement at LAX.
The early birds got the line at LAX. Sleepy-eyed holiday travelers stretching nearly the entire length of Terminal 7 around 3:30 this morning. Already one of the nation's busiest, the airport says today will be its peak of pre-Christmas travel. Thursday, more than 2.6 million were screened at TSA checkpoints nationwide.
We haven't seen them since before COVID, so we're very excited.
Erica Snell has a festive sweater and her big bags loaded with gifts for family in Hong Kong.
We got here 3 hours beforehand. I have severe airplane anxiety. I need to make sure it doesn't leave without me.
But despite stormy weather, flying has largely been on the nice list.
I think we got lucky avoiding the crowds.
Over the last week, airlines completed 99.4% of flights with fewer delays and cancellations than last year or pre-pandemic.
We are in a better place now when it comes to air travel and reliability than we were going into Christmas 2022.
AAA expects most, nearly 104 million, will drive. On average, gas prices are about the same as last year, down around 15 cents from a month ago. More than half of the country is paying less than $3 a gallon.
Overall, most people are paying less for gas than they did last year.
While Saturday should be busier on the roads, James Mosley and Django found plenty of Texas-sized traffic leaving Dallas.
We didn't beat the rush. We're right in it.
But so far, the only true travel Grinch we've seen was greeting flyers in Philly.
And the airlines think it's going to stay that way. While they're watching this storm as it moves into Denver and the Midwest, they don't think it's going to turn into a big cancel maker. So hopefully no Grinch, Major. As we look to the roads, expect traffic to start to build noticeably by midday Saturday.
Major. We are not fans of cancel makers. Chris Van Cleve, thank you so much. There is breaking news from the Supreme Court. The justices denied special counsel Jack Smith's request to fast-track a decision on former President Trump's claim of immunity from prosecution over his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. CBS's Robert Costa now on the potential complications caused by this ruling.
Today's Supreme Court order could delay the March 2024 start of Trump's trial on charges of interfering in the 2020 presidential election. The immunity issue will be heard by an appeals court in the second week of January. And now, a potentially stunning development. The Detroit News reports it has heard a recording of a November 17, 2020 phone call where Trump pressures two Wayne County officials, Monica Palmer and William Hartman, to not certify the 2020 election. The paper also says Republican National Committee Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel was on the call. If you go home tonight, do not sign it, the paper reports McDaniel told the officials. We will get you attorneys. Trump told them to fight, said it would be terrible if they certified, and said they must not let these people take our country away from us. The call was detailed in the House Select Committee's January 6 report, but the existence of audio was not previously known. In the report, Palmer told investigators she could not recall what exactly Trump said or if he raised election issues. Palmer has said she was trying to protect the vote.
Make sure every vote is counted, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat.
A Trump spokesman said Trump's actions were within his duty as president and an attempt to ensure election integrity. In a statement, McDaniel said that at the time there was ample evidence that warranted an audit. Special Counsel Jack Smith has been investigating how Trump worked to throw President Biden's victory into doubt and spark chaos during the congressional certification, often by leaning on Republicans in key states to declare Trump the victor. Smith's office declined to comment.
CBS News was not able to reach Palmer, and former President Trump just responded tonight to the court's order, saying the special counsel is trying to short-circuit the process. All of this could lead to a legal and political collision next year, just as the presidential race ramps up.
A titanic collision indeed. Robert Costa, thanks so very much. President Biden has issued a sweeping federal pardon to every American who's ever used marijuana, even if they've never been arrested for it. The pardon includes those who have been charged for use or possession on federal land. It does not cover state offenses. It also does not pardon offenses such as driving under the influence of marijuana or intent to distribute the drug. The president also granted clemency to 11 people serving what the White House called disproportionately long sentences for nonviolent drug offenses. The United Nations Security Council voted today to speed up the delivery of aid to Palestinian civilians in Gaza and demand that all hostages held by Hamas be released. But the watered-down resolution stopped short of calling for a ceasefire. Intense fighting continues on the ground, and today we learned more about an Israeli-American killed by Hamas. Here is CBS's MTA's Taya.
It's the news Gadi Haggai's family have been dreading. The 73-year-old confirmed dead. Haggai and his wife Judy Weinstein, both dual Israeli and American citizens, were shot by Hamas gunmen as they rampaged through the Nir Oz kibbutz the couple called home, and were taken into Gaza. A spokesman for the kibbutz now says Haggai died on the day of the attack, and his remains are still there. Weinstein, it's believed, is being held hostage. Their daughter, Iris, spoke to CBS News last month.
I can't even describe the heaviness that I feel, the anger.
In a statement, President Biden and his wife say they are heartbroken by the news and are praying for the safe return of Judy Weinstein. Inside Gaza, and Israel's offensive is only intensifying. In the southern city of Rafah, a strike so massive, there's nothing left. At a time, the UN estimates that 85% of Gaza's population has already been displaced. Scenes of utter horror after Israel struck a car also in Rafah. One bystander runs, carrying the body of a bloodied little girl. But it was too late. She died. At Manger Square, in the occupied West Bank city of Bethlehem, with just days before Christmas, there's no sign of holiday cheer.
There is no Christmas tree this year because what's happened in Gaza.
It's sad.
Yes, it's sad. You can see by your eyes there is no one in the holy place. This is also make us really sad.
Inside the Church of the Nativity, barely a living soul.
Normally, this area would be packed full of tourists and Christian pilgrims from around the world. But this year, Christmas is canceled in Bethlehem.
For centuries, Christians have flocked here to celebrate the birth of Christ and to feel close to God. Now it's eerily empty.
Now, Christmas was canceled by the leaders of every Christian denomination in Bethlehem who call the holy city home because they say there's nothing to celebrate as the war in Gaza rages on. Major.
Eerily empty indeed. MTS Taya, we thank you. The White House tonight is accusing Iran of being, quote, deeply involved, unquote, in planning attacks on oil tankers and cargo ships along a crucial shipping route in the Red Sea. The U.S. says an Iranian intelligence ship is providing real-time information to a militia group in Yemen, which has been targeting ships in response to Israel's attacks on Gaza. Just today, two ships carrying oil products from the U.S. were rerouted from the Red Sea. Back here at home, the CDC says flu levels continue to rise as we head into the Christmas holiday. 23 states, New York City and Washington, D.C., are reporting high or very high levels of influenza. ER visits for flu and COVID are also increasing. CBS's Lilia Luciano has more on ways to protect your family.
We're going to listen right underneath Spider-Man here, okay?
Five-year-old Winston Evans is getting a checkup after his mother got the flu.
We were planning on hosting a bunch of people at our house for Christmas Eve and had to push that to New Year's, and so that's been really frustrating.
Does your throat hurt?
No.
His pediatrician, Dr. Jennifer Hsu, says her practice in Atlanta has seen a recent increase in patients with respiratory illnesses.
We suddenly got slammed with flu about a week ago. It seems to be a lot higher, a lot faster, earlier in the season than I'm used to.
Georgia is one of 17 states with high levels of respiratory illnesses. Nationwide, less than half of children and adults have gotten the flu vaccine, and the rates for the new COVID-19 vaccine are even lower. For RSV, there is a vaccine for adults over 60, but only 17% report getting it. And there is a shortage of RSV treatment for infants.
Do you have enough?
We do not have enough. We have a huge demand for it, but very, very little supply.
Last week, the federal government announced 230,000 more doses of the RSV treatment for infants will be available in January. And the CDC warned low vaccination rates may force hospitals to ration care.
Should people be concerned right now about rising cases?
I think people need to be aware and get the vaccines when available. Practice good hand hygiene and don't spread your illness if you're sick.
Hey, we'll see you later.
Not a worry for Winston as he tested negative for now.
The new COVID-19 variant JN1, which the World Health Organization has called a variant of interest, is spreading fast. Right now, it makes up around 44% of all COVID cases nationwide. Here in New York and in New Jersey, that's closer to 60%. But officials have not given any indication of whether it could cause more severe illness. Major.
Lilia Luciano, thanks so much. There's a new warning from the FDA about counterfeit Ozempic. We will tell you what health officials want you to look out for. That's next.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The FDA is warning consumers about the dangers of fake Ozempic. The agency says it has seized thousands of units of counterfeit Ozempic. That's the popular diabetes drug also used for weight loss. Health officials say this fake Ozempic is linked to at least five illnesses, none serious. The FDA also says the needles that come with the medication are also counterfeit and may not be sterile. For more information about what to look out for, please go to CBSNews.com. Meet the comedian embracing his golden opportunity to host the Golden Globes. We'll do that next. The Golden Globes have found a host. After several big names turned down the Globes, comedian Joe Coy accepted, and just in time. The 52-year-old has never hosted a major award show. He previously starred in the comedy Easter Sunday and appeared in Haunted Mansion. You can watch the Golden Globe Awards live here on CBS and Paramount Plus on Sunday, January 7th. CBS's Steve Hartman is next with a story of neighborly love just in time for Christmas.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Finally tonight, a reminder during this season of giving that the greatest gift is kindness. Here is CBS's Steve Hartman on the road.
On Detroit's West Side, we found a story on a second story.
It's a duplex.
Yeah.
Downstairs renter Colin McConnell says the new neighbors above have been disrupting his peace below.
I thought it was the Detroit Lions practicing up there some nights, you know.
In actuality, it was three peewees, running backs, and fourths across the hardwood. The kids belonged to 33-year-old Don Wilson. And for months, Colin knew nothing of Don beyond what he could hear through the floorboards. But when they finally met, Colin says he picked up a whisper of something much more.
You could just tell something was weighing on him. So that's when I kind of was like, you good? And he just kind of was like, not really.
Turns out, Don had just lost the love of his life and mother of his children. LaKenya had a stroke and died this past summer. She was 39.
Just not having that person here, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I can't be like her.
Yeah. Juggling the kids and a full-time job with virtually no savings was overwhelming.
After Colin heard that, the noise from above became the least of his worries. He posted a video on social media asking for anything to help this guy. And within hours, the boxes started showing up on his doorstep.
This is all for you, bro.
What?
Yeah, bro.
It was everything Don would need for Christmas and beyond. But he says the best gift was that it all came from strangers.
That was the best feeling, because it was random people that you don't expect, that surprise joy. It was just, it's amazing. I never felt it before.
Very soon, people around the world will be listening for sleigh bells. But in this tiny duplex, this man will be listening happily for the pounding feet of children enchanted and know that Christmas has come.
Look at that.
Steve Hartman on the road in Detroit.
And that is tonight's CBS Evening News. For Nora O'Donnell, I'm Major Garrett. Good night.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show, because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
If you enjoy tuning in to the CBS Evening News, there are official T-shirts, hats, mugs, and more available for purchase at ParamountShop.com. These products are perfect for any fan of evening news. And you can take 20% off with code EVENING20. That's 20% off all CBS Evening News products with code EVENING20 at ParamountShop.com.